There's so many thoughts, so many coaches, so many gurus trying to get people to have work-life balance. I think that it's funny. It's something that we all desire, but so few of us actually attain. So why is it so hard? Let's talk about that today. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator, where we give you the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your day off moving in the right direction. I think a lot of us have fallen into this dream of having a complete work-life balance because we see that on TV, we see it in movies, we see it portrayed so often that people have great home lives, they have loving families, they have caring, deep relationships with other people, and then they go in and they have challenging, awesome jobs that are compelling, but when you really look at it, are they really balanced? I don't think they are. Now, here's the reality. There's so many things happening in our life, so many things are happening so fast that I don't think it's possible to be completely balanced, but I do believe that we can create lives filled with passion, filled with purpose, and ultimately filled with fulfillment. How do you do that? That's tough. It's going to take some work, but I know that it can be done. Creating a life of balance means you're going to have to really bone up on your communication skills. You're going to have to communicate extremely well with your spouse, with your kids, with loved ones. You're going to have to make sure that you're communicating with them how important they are, the purpose for why you're doing what you're doing. If you're going to have to travel a lot, you're going to have to really speak into their lives, and you're going to have to offset all of the travel and away time with time that you're alone with them or away with them. You're going to have to find a little bit of parity there. If you're at work, you're going to have to find some boundaries with your coworkers. You're going to have to make sure that they understand that your time is valuable even if you're not on the clock. Therefore, you can't be working 24 hours a day. You can't be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless there's an aspect of your job that requires that, but there should be a better side of that. You should have some time where you're not on the clock or on call. You can also find balance if you're making sure that you are protective of your time at work and at home. If you're making sure when you're home, you're at home and you're not answering work emails and work texts and keeping the work phone calls down to a bare minimum, I think that you'll be much happier. Conversely, keeping the personal calls to a minimum at work is always a smart way to go. So I don't know if we can find 100% true balance, but I do know that we can protect ourselves and make sure that we're finding time to spend with our families, making sure that the time that we spend at work is fulfilling, also that it's concise, that we're not overworking, we're not working a ton of overtime, that we're not spending time away from home just because that's what the boss wanted. We have to make sure that we protect ourselves. So I think that if we're communicating well, if we're showing good boundaries, if we're making sure that we're not overdoing one side or the other, I think that we can find a life that's filled with passion, filled with purpose, and at the end of the day, very fulfilling. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.